Isaiah chapter 47. Come down and sit on the dust, you virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground where there is no chair, you daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will no longer have them calling you tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind flour. Uncover your veil. Lift the train of your robe. Uncover the calf of your leg. Cross the rivers. Let your nakedness be revealed. Let also your ignominy be seen. I will take revenge. I will not regard a man with favour. As for our Redeemer, his name is the Lord of hosts, the Holy One of Israel. Sit in silence and go into darkness, you daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will no longer have them calling you the Lady of Kingdoms. I have been angry with my people. I have profaned my inheritance and delivered them into your hand. You did not show them mercy. You made your yoke on an old man very heavy. And you have said, I will be the lady age-abidingly. But during all this time you have not laid these things to heart, nor have you called her final state to mind. And now, hear this, you delicate one, who sits in security, who says in her heart, I am the one, and there is no one besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, and I shall not know bereavement of children. But these two things will come over you, in a moment, on one day, bereavement of children and widowhood. In their entirety they will come over you, for the abundance of your sorceries, for the great profusion of your incantations. And you trusted in your wickedness. You said, there is no one who can see me. It is your wisdom and your knowledge which have turned you away. And you say in your heart, I am the one, and there is no one besides me. And evil will come over you, and you will not know its origin. And calamity will befall you, which you will not be able to avert. And destruction will come over you suddenly, when you are unaware. Stand firm in your incantations, then, and in the profusion of your sorceries, with which you have exhausted yourself from your youth. Maybe you can benefit. Maybe you will instill fear. You weary yourself with the large number of your consultations. So let the astrologers who foresee by the stars and make things known by new moons stand up and save you from what will come over you. Look, they are like stubble. Fire will burn them up. They cannot save themselves from the reach of the flame. It will not be burning coals to warm oneself, or a fire to sit around. This is what will become of what you have wearied yourself with. Those merchants of yours from your youth have each gone astray in his own direction. You do not have a saviour.